Captain's log, entry 1139. I am at an undisclosed location waiting for Matt Johnson to arrive. Why? I don't know. What are we doing? I could not tell you. I would imagine we'll find out soon.
Well, howdy, Ace. How you doing today?
I brought the camera, and I am intrigued, to say the least.
Elizabeth Pitts inspired me to be here, and I can't wait to show you what we're here to do.
What makes a company great? What makes a company tick? You know, the companies that have lasted for years and will be around for years to come. At Markel Group, what we've found is that it's beyond great product or service. Those are important, sure, but it's really about the people who drive culture, who embody the spirit of the work, and who build lasting relationships across organizations. We're on a journey to tell the stories of those people, the ones who make Markel Group successful. Welcome to Markel Style. Hey, Matt, before we get started, I have an important question. Are you okay? Bumps, bruises, band-aids, nothing broken?
Hey, nothing broken, but I think and I hope I prove that I would do anything for Elizabeth Pitts. Is that true?
I think you have made your point, my friend. I would imagine, given the backdrop of how we kicked off, we are taking a trip to Bedford, Texas, perhaps, to talk about Elizabeth Pitts, a place where everything is bigger. As we'd hear them say it, everything's better. But Bedford is where State National is headquartered. And I suppose let's start with start. Give me the background on State National.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a company that joined the family in 2017. Yeah. And it started in 1973. Three brothers with the name Ledbetter, which I think is just so perfect.
The Ledbetter brothers. So that was Lonnie, Terry, Gary.
That's it. All yeah, right. You got it. They started a company, and it's kind of a niche product that they started. It's called Collateral Protection Insurance. So basically what they did is they partnered up with banks and credit unions who had large portfolios of auto loans mostly, and they provided an umbrella type policy so that if you had any situation where some of those cars were either underinsured or uninsured, the bank wouldn't get into a place where they had a total loss on a vehicle. Mm. And so it was a really effective product, and it drove the business for a long time. They became a market leader in that. And eventually, over time, they branched out into a different business, which they call Program Services.
The Program Services business effectively takes the insurance industry infrastructure that we manage and converts it into a fee-generating business rather than a traditional insurance risk retention business.
Now, of course, I may get some of the details wrong here, but it's a really great business, and they're a market leader in both those areas.
Yeah, so it's the rails by which risk can be moved or taken on.
Yeah.
And they've kind of the plumbing and architecture, I think you use as terms. That simplifies it pretty well. So let's go to our subject of conversation, as she's won a Markel Style Award.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Pitts at State National. Give me her background.
Man, I'll tell you, and you mentioned the size of Texas. Mm. Elizabeth has a Texas-sized personality. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when we were down there, she is just a force. You know, we said John Witt's a force of nature, so maybe I shouldn't keep saying that, but she really is as well. And I think she's had an outsized impact on the business. She's from Texas. She's been there for 9 years. And she came in, and I think if you distill down her qualities, she embodies the spirit of the Markel style.
Elizabeth has raw determination. Whatever it is that you're gonna put in front of her, she'll figure it out. And I don't know where that stems from, but it's just in sitting with her, even in my initial meetings with her, she'll figure it out. If she doesn't know the answer to it, she will learn the answer to it. She will, you know, she will practice that answer. She will know the solution to the point where it's pretty much like second nature to her.
I think the thing that Elizabeth has impressed on me the most is the importance of doing it right. You know, it's easy to take a shortcut here and there. It's easy to to maybe overlook something and say, well, that's not really that important. But Elizabeth is very much a stickler for doing the right thing and making sure the right thing is done right. And those are two different things.
So I think it's clear that Elizabeth has a commitment to excellence, the beginning of the Markel style. But I think one of the things we've learned over time, and certainly Elizabeth embodies this, is that that is not something you pick up in a book or with a degree. Mm. It's about having a hunger inside of you.
Mm-hmm. There's this like societal conversation about credentialing right now, which I think is fascinating. And really, I mean, Markel style embodies that. Every one of the companies we've had the pleasure of talking to and the people there, like we, again, running theme, we see drive, determination, tenacity, commitment to the outcome, commitment to good people and doing great work. Like those are the things that we don't write on resume, but that's the thing I want for anybody who's joining the mission to go do great work together.
She can go toe-to-toe with any of our attorneys here, with Markel's attorneys, and she has, and with our clients' attorneys. There's no one in the room that they might have five more degrees than her, and you would never know. And she doesn't let herself get intimidated by that because she's bettered herself. And the way in which, the reason she's so great, I think, is because she has taken feedback, she's found good mentors and learned from them, but she's always pushing herself and she wants to strive to be the best in everything she does.
So going toe-to-toe with attorneys, I mean, as we said, that's a Texas-sized personality and that takes a lot of confidence and self-assuredness. And I think when you look at the potential of those qualities to really shape and impact success within an organization, what you're really talking about is a key part of the style, which is the confidence to challenge management when you see a better way of doing things. Because we've talked a lot about the leadership and social psychological dynamics that happen in a room where people don't want to say no to the boss, but sometimes that's the most important thing you can do.
As far as, you know, that kind of personality, the only thing that I know Elizabeth would do that I don't see anyone do is she challenges your opinion, not in a negative way. She wants you to kind of really think through what your opinion, your idea or your thought on the solution is. And so she challenges it.
Elizabeth has no concerns about ensuring that she's questioning authority and making sure that the culture and the environment is always moving in the right direction.
Hey, let's stick on leadership for a bit, right? Coming off of a couple snippets talking about how Elizabeth pushes, I think the conversation around how we lead our people is really important as well. And, you know, we keep hearing over and over that she propels people forward. She sees things, call back to John Witt, sees things in people they didn't see in themselves. I mean, all of those core tenets of leaders is to give people all of the tools they need to be their best selves so we can continue doing great things together.
And she notices people's latent talents or things that they're really good at or that they have a passion about that aren't being used in their current role. And she helps them get to where it is being used.
Elizabeth stands out, though. I mean, Elizabeth is a standout in terms of her development of people and where she takes someone to start with where they end up in their career. Everybody that comes through her team is better for having worked under Elizabeth.
All right, so Ace, you remember Katie Rubino's episode?
I do, yeah.
We kind of roasted her a little bit, you know?
I thought we played pretty nicely.
Well, we probably did, but maybe we should roast Elizabeth because I wrote a mechanical bull for this woman, and so I think we're going to have to play some of the clips from some of the folks. Now, sense of humor
is important,
and it's a founding part of the Markel style, and it comes right after our zealous pursuit of excellence.
Yep.
And so I think, well, first let's hear Elizabeth talk about why you need to have a little joy in life.
Fair enough.
I think we don't have a lot of time here on, you know, to be honest, and on Earth, right? I want to be happy.
That's how the actuaries usually talk, is they say things like that. So you clearly spend enough time with them.
But no, I want to have joy and I want to give joy, you know?
Some of her colleagues describe some moments where she infused a sense of humor into certain situations.
I told her I wasn't going to tell this story, but one of the first things that happened, one of my first introductions to Elizabeth, she'd probably been with the company only a couple of weeks, and we were in her boss's office, a lady by the name of Terry Hudson. So we were both sitting in Terry's office, and Terry looked at Elizabeth and says, "Do you have such and such document?" And Elizabeth, no, but I've got it at my desk. Let me go get it. And as she's standing up, I don't know what happened, but her legs got tangled up in the chair legs. And the next thing you know, Elizabeth is flat out on the floor looking up going, you didn't see that. So she jumps up and she was so embarrassed. And me being the nice guy that I am, I've never let her forget it. Yeah. So she is sometimes a little bit clumsy.
Matt, I am very much continuing to see why Elizabeth Pitts won a Markell Style Award. And I'll borrow directly from the phrasing in the Markell Style, which is a zealous pursuit of excellence. I mean, the grit, the determination, the willingness to go toe-to-toe to create a better environment, better processes by which work is done. You see all of that via Elizabeth and the people that she influences and at State National, and then ideally rippling through the Markell family. I couldn't think of a better person to be talking about.
I couldn't agree more, Ace. And you know, there's just one more thing to do.
Oh, what's that?
We just tip our hat.
Hey, I'm glad you have the hat on. I think to close this episode, we should just go to a little clip that looks something like this.